This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for your home, auto, or commercial business needs at pncinsurance.net.
I didn't think we were going to upstage Ryan Wood with a Bucks topic, but that's crazy how that happened in the break. Thank God it happened before we got off the air at 6. Joining us now, he is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Ryan, how are you doing?
No, it's back or new, isn't it?
Bucks, hey, why not, right?
Yeah, we'll talk Bucks. Are you a big fan of Sam Decker?
I'll be honest. I'm a Pacers fan, so.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a Pacers fan, so.
Well, yeah, you know George Hill, then.
But I know George Hill very well. He's more of a combo guard than a point guard, but he can shoot. He can run the floor.
Right. So in this situation, he'll be another guard to go along with Brogdon, Snell, and George Hill. I'm guessing he will probably take Snell's minutes in some way, shape, or form. He's a solid player. He's not doing anything great this year. He's only averaging like 9 points a game in 27 minutes. But nice veteran presence, I think, for the locker room, too. Okay, so Ryan Wood, let's start here first. No Brian Bulaga, it looks like, this week, which I'm assuming means Spriggs is going to play right tackle.
Who's
against
play guard?
Against
Bell.
Right. Bell or McRae, obviously, at right guard. How do you feel about this offensive line without Bulaga against the Falcons' front seven?
I think they'll be all right. I mean, you know, Brian Bulaga's not having his best season to begin with. This is, let's be honest, this is a time of year where it's developmental time anyway. So just get one last look, I guess, of Jason Spriggs. I think even still that's a position that they've got to upgrade this spring no matter what. But, you know, this is a good time of year for those type of guys to get a lot of – I was just thinking it's such a weird week because even last year – the whole Aaron Rodgers collarbone thing, it went up to, what, week 15, week 16 almost?
Yeah.
So to have four games left and have completely meaningless football, it's so bizarre. Mike McCarthy said last week he had no idea how he's going to treat Monday. Obviously, he didn't have to worry about that. But I feel like that's the whole state. Like, the whole state right now, what do you do with a month of meaningless football? I mean, that's kind of where the Packers are. It's really bizarre.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we had something here earlier, Steve, just kind of got all the sparky soldiers to say, do you want them to win their last four games so they can get a better draft spot? I didn't even come in for an hour because I knew that's what they were talking about. Hey, man, if you're going to be out there, just win. Hey, Ryan, check this out. Now, you would think – now, I want to talk Pro Bowl, okay, because normally when you have a losing season like this, not many guys will go. But I'm thinking Davante Adams, I'm thinking Kenny Clark, outside chances would probably, well, I don't know if that's an outside chance, but maybe Blake Martinez. After that, I don't see, unless I miss somebody, Steve, because I think Aaron Jones would have had a chance if you'd have used him properly. So he wants to finish strong. So that's about all I got. Anybody else you think will have an opportunity? I think you can look it up and see where the voting is, but what do you think?
Yeah, I would say David Bakhtiari.
Yeah, Bakhtiari, that's what I missed.
Year.
Hey, do you think Aaron will make the third quarterback? Just gonna name
not.
ID.
What is he in passer rating at right now? Like 11th? I mean, that's kind of amazing. Like the best. If there's a stat that can tell you what a quarterback is, it's really. I don't even think he's top 11. I think Cam Newton's 11th, or he might be 10th.
I think he was 19th in QBR, but I don't really go by that. Because I don't even know how to use
it. I go more by rating than QBR. Yeah. But anyway, so no, I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is a Pro Bowler this year. I agree with you on Aaron Jones. The crazy thing about Aaron Jones, I crunched the numbers today because I was curious. He's averaging 11.2 carries per game. If you take the top 10 NFL rushing leaders and what they average on average per game, it's 16.25. So give Aaron Jones five more carries per game. Give him the ball as much as the top running backs in the league. And instead of being 20th in rushing right now, he's 5th. Now, there's a big caveat, obviously. We don't know that his 5.7 yards per carry average would hold up if he had five more carries per game. But even still, we don't know that it wouldn't either. And production-wise, what he has done with so little opportunities is really amazing. So, yeah, I mean, Joe Philbin he's talked about how the goal this week and going forward for these next four is to win the game. the goal has got to be figure out what you got. And a big part of that to me is, can Aaron Jones actually get 20 carries in a game? Like, can he hold up? Can his body physically handle the rigors of that position? Mm-hmm. If you were to give it to him like he's a premier guy, because he is a premier talent. I think that more than winning, it's developmental time. It's time to figure out what you got. To answer the Pro Bowl, I'd say David Bakhtiari. Kenny Clark with 6 sacks is right there as an interior guy. I don't know what kind of competition. I mean, when you're sharing a conference, when you're interior defensive lineman, you're sharing a conference with Aaron Donald, that's not
right.
Very helpful. And then Devontae Adams is a guy who's got the numbers as well.
Yeah, speaking of defense and offense too, they're on record pace for scoring touchdowns, points, and yards, and nobody plays defense anymore. I mean, you would think coming into this particular game, this would be a flex game, both teams. It would be the rematch from 2016. The Packers are like 11-16 or something like that since the last time these teams played. I think the Falcons are 15-16. With that all being said, Julio Jones, which I think he leads the league in yardage, but not scoring a lot of touchdowns. This offense was supposed to be high-powered offense, but for some reason they cannot put it together in Atlanta.
You know, in a way, the Cardinals are a far worse team than the Falcons, but in a way they're a lot more dangerous. What we saw from the Cardinals when Mason Crosby missed his field goal last week was genuine excitement. Like they actually were playing for something, and what they were playing for is they were tired of losing, because when you won 2 games all year, it's December, and the 2 games you won were against C.J. Beathard and the San Francisco 49ers. That's not a great season, obviously. And so for them to actually win it, I mean, you could tell it meant something. The Falcons, to me, they're more talented, but if you look at their last 4 games, they just they scream a disinterested football team. They've lost 4 straight. One of those games is to the Browns. 3 of those games have been by double digits. They just look completely disinterested. So it's and this is exactly the type of game where it's like, do we really have to pick a winner? Because if both of these teams could figure out how to lose, they would.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with that. So do you have a prediction for us?
I hate doing it because I don't.
You say that every week. You hate doing it.
There really are no winners this week. Like, both of these teams are among the most disappointing teams.
Well, just pick a tie.
The league this year. both these teams should lose. But I mean, that's the seasons that they've had. Both these teams should lose. There are no winners this week. I'll say the Packers finish with more points.
Okay. Well, we need to pin him down on the score.
That's last 2 weeks we won't even ask you.
Okay, Packers.
Well, after the Bears game, it doesn't really matter anyhow. Just got to get through the Bears game.
Watch me nail it. 24-20.
24-20, Ryan Woods prediction. Packers over the Atlanta Falcons.
Neither offense is going to score 24.
Though. Have a good weekend, Ryan.
All right, take care.
Take care. There he is. Ryan Wood, the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935. If you weren't listening, the Bucks have made, I would call, a significant trade, and we will talk about that coming up in Great Lakes Dragway Pick Away. And if you want to get your thoughts in on the Bucks trade or the Packer topics we talked about earlier, what are you confident, concerned, and curious in about the Packers-Falcons game? The other lane coming up will be, do you want the Packers to win out? And the third lane simply is, do you like the Bucks trade? I just saw a little nugget that Mike Maxey, who does the draft show with me, pointed out to me, texting me. I liked it, and now I love it, because I missed a very important key component of this trade when we read it off earlier as far as contracts go. I'll explain that to you coming up next.
I was just thinking, it's such a weird week, because even last year, the whole Aaron Rodgers collarbone thing, it went up to, what, week 15, week 16
yep.
almost?
Yeah.
So to have 4 games left and have completely meaningless football, it's so bizarre. Mike McCarthy said last week he had no idea how he's going to treat Monday. Obviously, he didn't have to worry about that. But I feel like that's the whole state. Like, the whole state right now, what do you do with a month of meaningless football? I mean, that's kind of where the Packers are. It's really bizarre.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we had something here earlier. Steve just kind of got all the sparky soldiers to say, do you want them to win their last 4 games so they can get a better draft spot? I didn't even come in for an hour because I knew that what they were talking about. Hey, man, if you're going to be out there, just win. Hey, Ryan, check this out. Now, you would think, now, I want to talk Pro Bowl, okay? Because normally when you have a losing season like this, not many guys will go. But I'm thinking Davante Adams. I'm thinking Kenny Clark. Outside chances would probably – well, I don't know if that's an outside chance, but maybe Blake Martinez. After that, I don't see, you know, unless I miss somebody, Steve. Because I think Aaron Jones would have had a chance if you'd have used him properly. So he wants to finish strong. So that's about all I got. Anybody else you think will have an opportunity? I think you can look it up and see where the voting is. But what do you think?
Yeah, I would say David Bakhtiari.
Yeah, Bakhtiari. That's what I'll miss.
Year.
Hey, do you think Aaron will make the third quarterback? Just going to name
not.
ID?
What is he in passer rating that right now? Like 11th? I mean, that's kind of amazing. Like the best, if there's a stat that can tell you what a quarterback is, it's really, I don't even think he's top 11. I think Cam Newton's 11th, or he might be 10th.
I think he was 19th in QBR, but I don't really go by that. Because I don't even know how to use
it. I go more by rating than QBR. Yeah. But anyway, so no, I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is a Pro Bowler this year. I agree with you on Aaron Jones. He crazy thing about Aaron Jones, I crunched the numbers today because I was curious. He's averaging 11.2 carries per game. If you take the top 10 NFL rushing leaders and what they average on average per game, it's 16.25. So give Aaron Jones 5 more carries per game. Give him the ball as much as the top running backs in the league. And instead of being 20th in rushing right now, he's 5th. Now, there's a big caveat, obviously. We don't know that his 5.7 yards per carry average would hold up if he had 5 more carries per game. But even still, we don't know that it wouldn't either. And production-wise, what he has done with so little opportunities is really amazing. So, yeah, I mean, Joe Philbin he's talked about how the goal this week and going forward for these next four is to win the game. The goal has got to be figure out what you got. And a big part of that to me is, can Aaron Jones actually get 20 carries in a game? Like, can he hold up? Can his body physically handle the rigors of that position? Mm-hmm. If you were to give it to him, like he's a premier guy, because he is a premier talent. I think that more than winning, it's developmental time. It's time to figure out what you got. The answer to Pro Bowl, I'd say David Bakhtiari. Kenny Clark with 6 sacks is right there as an interior guy. I don't know what kind of competition. I mean, when you're sharing a conference, when you're interior defensive lineman, you're sharing a conference with Aaron Donald, that's not
right.
Very helpful. And then Davante Adams is a guy who's got the numbers as well.
Yeah, speaking of defense and offense too, they're on record pace for scoring touchdowns, points, and yards, and nobody plays defense anymore. I mean, you would think coming into this particular game, this would be a flex game, both teams. It would be the rematch from 2016. The Packers are like 11-16 or something like that since the last time these teams played. I think the Falcons are 15-16. With that all being said, Julio Jones, which I think he leads the league in yardage, but not scoring a lot of touchdowns. This offense was supposed to be high-powered offense, but for some reason they cannot put it together in Atlanta.
You know, in a way, the Cardinals are a far worse team than the Falcons. But in a way, they're a lot more dangerous. What we saw from the Cardinals when Mason Crosby missed his field goal last week was genuine excitement. Like they actually were playing for something, and what they were playing for is they were tired of losing, because when you won 2 games all year, it's December, and the 2 games you won were against CJ Beathard and the San Francisco 49ers. That's not a great season, obviously. And so for them to actually win it, I mean, you could tell it meant something. The Falcons, I mean, they're more talented, but if you look at their last 4 games, they just they scream a disinterested football team. They've lost 4 straight. One of those games is to the Browns. 3 of those games have been by double digits. They just look completely disinterested. So it's and this is exactly the type of game where it's like, do we really have to pick a winner? Because if both of these teams could figure out how to lose, they would.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with that. So do you have a prediction for us?
I hate doing it because I don't.
You say that every week. You hate doing it.
There really are no winners this week. Like, both of these teams are among the most disappointing teams.
Well, just pick a tie
the league this year. I thought, but that's both these teams should lose. But I mean, that's the seasons that they've had. Both these teams should lose. There are no winners this week. I'll say the Packers finish with more points.
Okay. Well, we need to pin him down on the score.
That's last 2 weeks we won't even ask you.
Okay, Packers.
Well, after the Bears game, it doesn't really matter anyhow. Just got to get through the Bears game.
Watch me nail it. 24-20.
24-20, Ryan Woods prediction. Packers over the Atlanta Falcons.
Neither offense is going to score 24.
Though. Have a good weekend, Ryan.
All right, take care.
Take care. There he is. Ryan Wood, the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing personally or perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935. If you weren't listening, the Bucks have made, I would call, a significant trade, and we will talk about that coming up in Great Lakes Dragway Pickaway. And if you want to get your thoughts in on the Bucks trade or the Packer topics we talked about earlier, what are you confident, concerned, and curious in about the Packers-Falcons game? The other lane coming up will be, do you want the Packers to win out? And the third lane simply is, do you like the Bucks trade? I just saw a little nugget that Mike Maxey, who does the draft show with me, pointed out to me, texting me. I liked it, and now I love it, because I missed a very important key component of this trade when we read it off earlier as far as contracts go. I'll explain that to you coming up next.